Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's hump day up in here, Dominic.
Hey, happy hump day, Crudy. Evan on the board, our fair audience. We are making our way through the week in another huge news day.
Huge.
It huge. Is huge.
Huge. Let me lay out a few of the huge parts to this big show. Dom, you will be quite happy to know. Although I stuttered there, just kind of double-ticked it. You'll be happy to know that maybe, just maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe the DOJ is investigating Donald Trump. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe it's happening behind closed doors. Behind the green door.
Yes, a subject, if not a target, certainly a subject of a DOJ investigation.
Well, we'll talk more about that, I suspect. You'll drag it out of me.
Oh, you know it.
Also, Dom, a returning friend, Andrew Seidel, a new author, attorney by vocation. And what's his new outfit, Dom?
He is the VP of Strategic Communications with Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Love that. He's got a new book, American Crusade, How the Supreme Court is Weaponizing Religious Freedom. We're going to have that conversation, talk about some white Christian nationalists, you know, the whole thing that we're all dealing with right now. Andrew's got some really good insight on.
I'm a little scared. I'm going to let you lead.
It's okay.
I'm going to let you lead a white Christian nationalism conversation. I'll just stand back here. I'll just watch from the first row. Also, our mutual friend, everybody's friend, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, the incomparable Maggie Dawn.
Yeah.
Maggie's coming back.
Maggie's coming back.
Happier happy hour for Maggie. Andrew Seidel at 420, so we better get to it. Because there is one local headline that should have caught all our eyes. Alex Lazary dropped out of the U.S. Senate race. Damn, that's got to sting $12 million in.
I mean, damn. Not just $12 million, Crudy. $12.3 million. Don't forget the extra $300,000, man.
Well, he certainly didn't spend it on radio.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he's getting out.
Well, maybe. Maybe. But, two candidates dropping out in the last 2 days, right?
Yeah.
Since Monday, Tom Nelson dropped out on Monday and endorsed Mandela Barnes. And then this was perhaps more surprising. I mean, Tom was out of cash. You know, if you got no money to spend your, 10 days, a little bit beyond 10 days beyond the primary, if you can't spend it in the last 2 weeks, Tom Nelson had no avenue. But why didn't Lazary think he had an avenue? I mean, he has spent a lot of cheese to get his name recognition up. And I mean, he's a nice guy. We've had him on. We had him on last week.
Sure, yeah, I like Alex.
He had the New York Times in tow. Does that mean no New York Times piece? They took lots of good photos of us. We're never going to see our pictures in the New York Times.
Oh, damn it.
Damn it. So anyways, Lazary gets out. What was your... Surprised. I was surprised.
I thought with the bankroll that he would go all the way. Bill Glauber and Daniel Bice, a little bit of background here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, as they describe it, a stunning move with less than 2 weeks before the primary. Bucks executive Lazary on Wednesday dropped out of the race after spending $12.3 million on the contest. In an interview with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Lazary said he's endorsing the front runner, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Mandela won this race, Lazary said. His withdrawal puts Barnes in the driver's seat to win the August 9th primary and face Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson in the fall. Lazary has consistently been running second in the polls to Barnes. An internal Barnes poll his campaign released this week showed Barnes up 39-25 over Lazary. Lazary said he spoke in recent days to Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and reached out to Barnes on Tuesday to notify him of the decision. His quote from Lazary: after talking with Tammy and seeing the data, I think it was clear that there was no path forward for us to be able to win. We wanted to make sure we were able to unite and rally our support to ensure we're spending every second we can to get Ron Johnson out of office. It's clear the lieutenant governor is going to be the nominee.
Well, I've been sensing that since the DPW. The only one that's not ready to make that concession is probably the Sarah Godlewski team.
Right.
I mean, this is an opportunity for her. Now, obviously, it would have been nice if she'd have garnered either of those endorsements. She did get, who's your girl down in Milwaukee? Endorsed Godlewski.
Yeah.
I'm not bailing you out now.
No. And I'm not going to dig it. It'll come to me. State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski still in the race, according to Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, but has trailed Barnes by double digits even before Lazary and Nelson withdrew from the contest. Apparently, she was off the air for much of June and July. She's now back on the air with a $1 million ad buy. Told Madison reporters on Wednesday she plans to stay in the race through August 9th. I'm not changing. There's nothing new here. To me, it's always been about beating Ron Johnson, and who is the best candidate to do that? That's why I'm in the race.
Well, I understand why Godlewski's staying in the race. I mean, Mandela could trip. He could fall. There's lots of stuff that could happen, even in these last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I'm shocked that Lazary would invest that kind of cheese, that kind of capital in this, getting out the name, and not play it out to the end. I mean, how do you get this close and just say, I don't want to stay up late on election night?
Well, I mean, there's strategy there as well, and it wasn't close. I mean, if those internal polling numbers that we just talked about were accurate, 39-25.
What have I been telling you my sense of the race was?
Seems to be going towards Mandela Barnes, yeah.
Well, by 10 to 15 points, you said, well, I said, yeah, that's my gut. I hadn't even seen Mandela's numbers. But, yeah, I think it's accurate. I think that he had a sense, you know, he didn't get the support in the straw poll. But Godlewski did. Godlewski did. And, you know, she doesn't have the Lazary sort of resources to expend in this race. And I don't want to personally pick on Alex Lazary, but I got to say, I'm happy that he's not the nominee. Very, very happy. Because how are you going to contrast, you know, the Bucks executive billionaire son with Ron Johnson,
right? A billionaire son-in-law.
I mean,
well, policy. And it's certainly the money thing that can be an issue for some.
Well, it's a big issue for me, and there wasn't. I mean, again, I'm not trying to pick on Alex Lazary, but you got out of the race, and now I'm going to tell a couple of candid thoughts. Go accomplish something. Go build your own personal resume. I know that the Bucks won in 6 a year ago. I get it. You didn't get any dunks in that final. That was mostly Giannis. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't think that Lazary was ready yet. He wasn't seasoned enough to be a U.S. senator. You know, mid-30s, man. Age is not the only determinant.
Right, Mandela Barnes is not an old man. Come on,
but
man,
Mandela's been earning it. Mandela's been out there doing the work. You know what I'm saying? Mandela served in the state legislature. Mandela lost a race to a lady that went on to endorse Sarah Godlewski. What's her name, Dom?
Ah, damn it.
I'm not bailing you out. So anyways, Lazary got out. And I think that Lazary has a bright future. Certainly. I mean, kid's smart. He's got good family, you know, good job to fall back upon. But politically, I'd like to see him go be a mayor, go be, you know, something, or get in the political fight more obviously, you know, do it philanthropically.
Go get in the mud. Use the money,
go,
right.
Go do what you got to do, but build the resume and then go run for something again. And with the $12 million of built up name recognition,
That helps.
You might just have a fighting chance.
I mean, that is a...
Sometimes,
I mean,
you got to lose one to win.
Yes. No, no. I mean, you're not going to win every race. Nobody does. And he has certainly put the investment in. His name is out there. He still has, I think, some good cachet because of that. And... You know, with the money spent and the margin to overcome, knowing that, I mean, what, were you going to burn another couple of million just to, you know, place second? If you think it's going to be there, I think it's probably a good idea.
He was never going to place higher than second. He was never going to place higher than second. The day he entered the race, he was destined for no higher than second. He didn't have the resume. He didn't have the chops. All he had was a big wheelbarrow full of cash. And he spread it around, and he made lots of friends. And he's a likable guy. What's not to like? Cute baby, nice wife, great ads. But he's not Superman. And he's not, you know, he's not a guy who's been out there on the stump for the last 10 years. I mean, and perhaps he'll get to that point. Maybe he'll never be super dynamic on the stump. Some guys aren't. See Joe Biden. But you know what I mean? He wasn't ready to win this race. He was destined for second or lower. And he certainly didn't want to end up fourth in the race, right?
Right.
Especially somewhere behind Tom Nelson, who withdrew on Monday. And I'm not saying Lasry would, but I thought the momentum had shifted away from Lasry. I just didn't think he'd picked up any momentum. I thought he'd lost a lot of momentum really going into the DPW.
Yeah.
Between
yeah.
the straw poll and the lackluster speech. Not a terrible speech, but, you know, he went against some damn good rhetorical speakers, and they looked better by comparison. And when he runs for Congress or U.S. Senate or governor someday, he'll be a better candidate, and he might be better prepared to win. But go work on your resume first. That would be my advice. Not that anybody ever asked for it.
Listen, going through the campaign, going through the process, that you know, you may not get $12.3 million worth of experience, but it's certainly a lot of experience, and his name is out there now across the state. Crudy, I had to slow brain it. Mandela Barnes lost to Lena Taylor, and Lena Taylor, as you mentioned,
did he?
Has endorsed Godlewski.
Oh, did she? You don't say. She ran for a few offices as well, didn't she, Dom?
She sure has.
Well, you know, Alex Lasry got out in a classy way. He threw his endorsement behind Mandela Barnes. I have had the feeling since maybe mid-June that Mandela was on his way. And Lasry was, you know, maybe going to be a distant second. Doesn't make him a bad kid. He's a nice guy. And when I say kid, you know, I called a 45-year-old today kid. I'm getting older all the time.
Yes,
it's more of
are.
A reflection of my aging than their youthfulness.
You're reverse ageist.
Andrew Seidel, a fine guest coming next. Dom's got the full resume. He'll tell you on the other side.
You know what? I'm happy.
He gone.